May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. That's just one of the accounts of the transfiguration that's recorded in the Gospels. And it's one of my favorites because it talks about the fact that they entered into this cloud. And of course, the cloud was the glory of God. The verse before that verse, the chapter before, Jesus told them something, his disciples, he made them a promise. He says, and you will not taste death until you see the kingdom of God come. And then it goes on and tells the story. Now we know the kingdom of God was manifested greatly at Pentecost, but if you read that story and the way it's written, what they got on the Mount of Transfiguration was a taste of the kingdom of God. Some of you standing here, he said, will not taste death. And then he chooses the three to go with him. He goes to the Mount of Transfiguration, and they encounter something at an intense level of the kingdom of God. And when you talk about revival, you know, what we're saying is the kingdom of God made very public. Corporate revival is the kingdom of God coming in an intense, public, tangible way. We know that Jesus said the kingdom of God's here, but Jesus went about and demonstrated and made that reality public. He cast out devils, healed the sick, raised the dead. All kinds of supernatural things happen because that's the reality of the kingdom of God. The atmosphere of the kingdom of God is the goodness of God, the love of God. Again, remember it says about Jesus that he came to reveal the likeness of his Father because they all had warped understanding of God the Father. They didn't even think of him as Father. They never used the term Father. He was just the judging, perfectionist God. And what Jesus came and revealed was that God was really good and that God was love. And so the atmosphere of the kingdom, as Jesus walked it out, was he demonstrated the goodness of God and the supernatural power of God that makes people whole. I mean, it wasn't that Jesus, the kingdom of God is not just about destroying the works of the devil. There'll come a day when the kingdom of God is fully manifested. There won't be any devil to destroy. The kingdom of God is about where people live in the atmosphere of the kingdom of God. They're whole. And when the kingdom of God's advancing, it exposes the kingdom of darkness, destroys the devil's work that destroys people and makes them whole. And they enter into the reality of the goodness of God and the wholeness that's ours. You know, the word saved, Jesus would often say, your faith has saved you, you're saved. The word there, if you grew up in our world, we think that means, well, when I was 12, I did the Baptist bar mitzvah. I prayed the prayer, went down in front of the altar and got saved. Well, that's certainly part of how you... But the word saved, literally, is a Greek word, just means whole. That's why sometimes when Jesus healed people, he says, your faith has saved you. It wasn't about their forgiveness, it was about their healing. So the kingdom of God, there's wholeness, there's the atmosphere, the goodness of God, there's just the glory of God is the atmosphere. So I hope I can paint this picture for you. When revival comes in its highest form in Selma, it's here, it's increasing, but we've got a ways to go. The very atmosphere will be the splendor or the glory of God. Let me quote that verse to you again that we've quoted a lot over the last few years from Psalm 27. David says, it's one thing I've asked that I shall seek all the days of my life, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord or in close proximity to the presence of the Lord and behold his beauty and inquire of him. In other words, I'll see things about the beauty of the Lord and then we'll talk about it. That's going to be heaven. Forever discovering things about the beauty of the Lord. Well, God's glory is his beauty. All those things about him that are just extraordinary, amazing, that are... And when this move of God increases in Selma on the earth, the atmosphere, the thing you think about, the thing that you're most conscious of is going to be the beauty of the Lord in everything. And Scripture says his glory fills the earth. Now, what happens on a personal level? What does it mean to walk in the glory of the Lord? Because that's what revival is all about. And the highest expression of God's beauty is his goodness. But what's it like to walk in the beauty of the Lord, to walk in the glory of the Lord? Is that you find yourself in Christ, as if you're in this incubator and there's all this news going on from CNN and Fox and this and that candidate and this goober and that goober and this situation, that thing. And that doesn't become the most conscious thing that makes everything in the world look ugly and frightening and cynical. You're just too consumed with something that's overwhelmingly more real, the beauty of the Lord. And that God causes light to shine out of darkness. And none of those things are substitutes or abolish the glory of the Lord. You see, that's why it says in His presence is fullness of joy, His right hand are pleasures forevermore. And they walked into that cloud. They were living in what's the atmosphere of the kingdom, revival, to where you live in the atmosphere of His manifest presence, and His manifest presence carries such beauty, such splendor, such wonder, that glory, that it becomes the reality that you live in. He becomes your environment, not your circumstances or the circumstances going on around the world. That's part of what it means to be in Christ. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.